podcast. Eat my ass podcast. Podcast. Eat my ass. Tuesdays. Hello, you party people. Beautiful, bountiful beings.
You're not going to do a 3-2-1? All right. What's up? Hey.
What the fuck is going on?
We didn't forget about y'all this week. Back at you. Episode 7. What's up? To our 10 fans out there in the ethers. It's your boy Maude.
And it's your girl, Madam J. And I say, hey. And that was my niece saying hello too.
I don't know if people can hear. I hope they heard the crack.
They probably did. That's 25, guys. You do a squat, you're risking both of your knees at once. You might not be able to stand back up. Dude, the other day, I woke up, got out of bed, and immediately collapsed to the ground. My right leg just decided not to fucking work that morning.
Oh, that's been happening to me since, like, I was 13.
You old man? Well,
nah, it's just you sleep weird, you know, sometimes. I've had it happen to my arm once. The first time it happened to me in my arm, it freaked me out.
See, arms are normal for me. I just wake up with my arm asleep or something. Dude, but my leg wasn't tingling or nothing. It was just, like, from the kneecap down, I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't move it.
Because I sit cross-legged, like, a lot of times when I play video games, and then I'll get up, and I'll literally fall over.
Cause, that makes sense.
Yeah.
but, like, I'm used to, like, sleeping just straight arm, straight leg, but like for the past like year or so, I've been like bending a little bit in my slumber, and it does change things.
What do you mean bending a little bit in your slumber?
Like instead of just laying like like on my face pretty much, or like this
plank position.
Yeah, I'll bend one knee or something.
Oh, I got you. I mean, I'd do that all. I you know what, I actually started doing that when I started, like, liking a pillow or some kind of sheet, like, comforter in between my legs. Because those knee bones, bro, them things rubbing together while you sleep does not work.
Yeah.
And I'm a knee tuck kind of guy when I sleep. So it's like, you know what I mean? At least one knee, like you said, like you learned the one knee tuck.
Yeah, because, like, nice. I got used to sleeping straight because, like, I could sleep, you know, 3 to a twin mattress.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like
not
after
full
some
knee tuck,
years.
By the way. Like not fetal position. I'm talking like
you just go to sleep wondering why the universe hates you.
I'm talking like, you know, like just knees bent a bit.
Yeah, just a soft knee.
A soft knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well anyway, shit. A few more months of the presidency of our main man, Mr. Trumpito. I'm sure everyone's talking about that. That's a shout out to the Bodega Boys. They coined that term. I'm not even going to try and take credit for that. But that's one of the major events going on, because we're one of those kind of podcasts. We like to talk about current events and shit.
Yeah.
Not really. But
they don't need to know that. Welcome if you're just, you know, arriving. We're political over here. Do you like that? Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. I'm good on that, bro. I'm good on that. Fucking.
You know what I'm not good on? Some Publix fried chicken. I have been thinking about that for the past week.
As in you want it?
Yes. Like, I could use some nice hot Publix fried chicken, specifically.
It's good, but
it's like a nice light fried chicken to have. It's not like a Thanksgiving fried chicken.
Dude, I don't
know. But it's like a nice casual fried chicken without a heart attack, so you can still, you know, handle the rest of your day.
Grocery deli fried chicken.
But Publix, it's on a different level.
Hear me out, There's still, it's still in the same category, though. And I'm going to hear me out. So
Okay.
Publix, Walmart, Kroger, right?
Mm-hmm.
all different tiers. We could do a tier list on those two, three
Ooh,
alone.
we could do a grocery fried chicken mukbang and
Ooh.
compare the three.
Ooh.
Have
So, okay.
an
Ooh.
EpiPen
Yeah, okay, so check, hear me out. Those chicken wings, right?
hand.
They're like uber crispy and fucking roided out. Like, I'm talking like it's like you bite into it and you have not touched any meat. You've had like 3 centimeters of crispy breading and then like 1.5 centimeters of skin that's puffed up
But
because
see, the
of
thing
like,
about it is, like, I'm gonna look at Publix
or
as like one
fat
of the
rather.
chickens that are like that. Like,
Publix
think about
is
it.
the
Would you
same
prefer
thing. It
like Popeyes or
okay,
Publix?
and I was literally just about to get to that. So again, Publix, Kroger, Walmart, same, all the same category. Within that category, Publix trumps all day long. I can eat, you know, when we went, we like got some Publix fried chicken, went to the Beltline, whatever, had picnic. Like, I ate a few pieces of that. Kroger, I'm eating 1, 2 max, right?
Yeah, Kroger. And
Like,
Walmart is good for
and
like an
Walmart,
after school like deli
right? I was
plate.
literally just about to say that. So like, Walmart is like, I'm hungry, know I need to eat. I'll probably eat 3 or 4 of those. And
Yeah,
I
and they're like
think,
miniature.
yeah. Well, no, they're about the same size as Publix, but
Publix has like the full pieces though, and for the wings at least. And Walmart has
yeah,
like the
they do have the
drummies
wings. The
and the
dr
flats.
Walmart is all drum and flat.
Yeah,
What we
but
got.
Publix has like the full
They
wing.
do have full wing available. I think we only got drum and flat when we got it, but anyway, Popeyes is better. It's leaner meat, dude.
But
Like,
there's so much more breading to get through,
not
and it's
even,
way
no, not even. It's
saltier.
just bigger breading crumbles, which I appreciate.
I
And
don't
it's
like, I
way
like.
spicier, not saltier. It's way more
No,
flavor.
it's way
So with Walmart or
saltier.
any of those deli fried chickens, you're getting all grease. It's the same, it's like ratio-wise per chicken wing. Yes, the chicken wings are smaller, but the breading ratio is still the same if it was like a it
No,
dude,
I
it's
disagree.
not
Like,
like
with Walmart and Popeyes, I feel like they have
we
the same
this
like
is
amount of breading that you have to get
we're
through
gonna
before
get
you get to the meat,
we're gonna get
but
fucking
then Publix
timestamp, by the
is
way. I just want
thinner.
you to know that this is about to be the most laughed at podcast because it's two black people talking about fried. We're doing a fried chicken tier list.
Grocery store fried
We are
chicken. That's like
going
the
to be
least black fried
timestamped
chicken.
like a motherfucker. Why are we going this deep into fried chicken? God damn it.
Having cravings.
We
It's in my blood. I'm just
don't even eat
kidding.
it like that, dude.
Honestly.
But
But like if I'm in the mood for some quick fried chicken, that's not like, big deal homemade fried chicken, I'll go to Publix.
I know our audience members appreciate this, man. That little bit, that could have gone on a lot longer. I just want y'all to know, but I have to cut that off because I realize we are giving way too much detail for like several different stores that sell fried chicken, and it's like some people get it. If you don't get it, you're just like, wow. I guess my grandma was right all those
Oh
years.
my gosh, so it is true. The black people and fried chicken thing. Hey, we live in Georgia,
Oh
okay?
my
It's a southern
God.
thing. Get that straight.
All right. So
And
maybe
next, watermelon reviews. I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ. Jeez. So maybe for our Patreon viewers, we'll do a fried chicken tier list official.
Or a mukbang. You know how satisfying it is
You're
to hear the
right, you're right,
crunch?
you're right, you're right. And that'll be our comparison. It'll be through audio, just like he like headphones only for
Oh my
this video, and
gosh.
it's just like hear the crunch on this.
Did you know that
That's
Family
actually a
Guy bit that's
great
like
video. That's a
him
great
reading
idea.
a story and like drinking coffee and eating biscuits or something? And like you just hear him like
Those little
You
small noises just
just guys, just the crunches. And like, I think this is good.
That's probably going to be our key audience once we get like established. It's going to be all ASMR freaks. Like, it has to be, because we have the worst feedback as far as mic goes. Like, you can hear everything going on in this room. I just wave my hand in front of the mic. I'm sure you felt the world go through that. Like, it's,
wow.
No, I'm so serious. We're going to listen to this, and it's going to be like, God damn it. Like, every time there's something that the audience member is going to hear. Personally, I like it. I think it makes it feel like they're in the room with us. It's a 4D experience.
Yeah, on my end of the recording, it's fine. But and just for the record.
No, I think the reason we got that extra play to move that 10 plays up to 11 was because of the ASMR I was providing for our folks out there.
Stop rubbing your pants, loud ass pants.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just doing my job here with the ASMR.
You should get a channel.
I know. It's just more work. Look, all 10 of y'all motherfuckers, y'all got a comment. Let us know what you want.
Yes, leave us a review. We love voice reviews. Those are great.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. Give us a little ASMR back, you know? Yeah. Give me a little, I scratch your back, you scratch my ball sack, you know what I'm saying?
Eat my ears.
But, yeah, man. Goddamn.
Scratch your ball sack.
You just heard that? What time is it? What are we
We're at 11 minutes.
11:10.
11. Not quite. 11:20. Wait, why'd you say that? We're not there.
Oh, because you said 11. Yeah, it's counting it. 11:10, 11:20. So every 10 seconds, this updates. I know, but when it hits 20, it's going to change. Yeah, look. I know what the fuck I'm talking about here. I know what the fuck I'm doing here.
Still want to do 11:10.
Well, it's an aggregate.
You're an aggregate.
Yeah. We got that right. Anyway. Not quite time for an ad read, so I guess we gotta feel the air.
Or we can read you. You've been sitting on the couch all fucking day. You think it's depression, but maybe you're just lazy. I'm just kidding.
COVID got you down. Ah! COVID got you down. Here at Act Right Industries, we specialize in FDA-approved pharmaceutical replacements for that lack of sociability you're feeling. Try us now. You'll drip sack.
These prescriptions were processed in a facility that produces heroin. Proceed with caution.
You gotta say it real fast.
We're not responsible for it. Right.
It's like, what did I say? Get back to it, whatever the fuck. This company is not responsible for any. This company is not responsible for any side effects you feel from Get to It pharmaceuticals.
Side effects include booty swelling, hemorrhoids, and death.
Right. Please do not insufflate. This is not a consumable product. This is exterior home.
Yeah, external use only. This is the exterior. Inside of your butthole will bleed if you.
But the ad is just like, get that shit in your ass right now, motherfucker. Get high as shit.
Oh my god. Comes with a free booty tube if you order within 10 minutes.
Oh god. You got your New Year's
what? My New Year's?
I didn't say anything. You got your New Year's resolutions already
planned? Oh, hell. Yeah, make some more money. And gain 2 inches on my booty.
Which way, though?
Just circumference. If it wants to go to the hip or the profile view, it doesn't matter.
So you're going to have like a mushroom top booty?
Oh, no! Not at all.
Sorry about that, Bert. I tried to keep it to myself.
But you decided to share. Well, we are in the spirit of giving, folks. So if you have an STD...
Mail that to P.O. Box.
Oh my god! Just scrape us off a sample.
Scrape us off a sample. Give us a bit of that pus. Oh, dude.
Would you?
That's gross. That's ASMR just in my head alone.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to give y'all an ad break on that one. That's fucking disgusting. That was exactly the sound I was thinking of. Oh, you did not have to say it, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're going to take a second to decompress, to digest that pus, and we'll...
Stop.
We'll get, all right, get back done. To
nope,
you.
Nope. Nope. Do I hit pause or stop?
Stop. We'll just...
Did you ever have a dream? Son... I said, I loved you.
And I miss you.
I know that's not quite the YouTube video.
What are you fucking mad at? Oh, fuck.
So, this week's podcast was brought to you by...
Pez. Drug practice for children.
No. The candy dispensing company.
You want your kids
company.
To grow up popping pills? Pez.
Buy
Bud's
them a
bunny
Pez.
Head.
Yeah. You want your kids growing up popping pills out of a plastic bag? Get them a Pez dispenser. Space Jam. We got Michael Jordan. We got the Martian Manhunter. We got Bugs Bunny, baby.
And the fan favorite, Lola Rabbit.
Get those tits with some Xanax. Come on, your kid needs it. You gotta study.
Pez, the Golden Gateway. Ding, ding, ding. 2000s band music.
Alright. It's time for the serious segment of the podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna get real serious. Whenever you're gonna be the next president of the United States.
Who's that?
Kamala Harris. You didn't see that video?
Kamala.
No.
What'd she say?
It was a picture of her. I mean, not a picture. It was a video of her on the phone. And she sounded like she was high off Xanax for some reason.
Oh,
so
God.
She's like on the phone with Joe Biden. And she's like, we did it, Joe. Oh. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
Yo, that's hilarious. Just like, huh? It like elapsed time.
Is the funny, like, why are you talking like
that? That's fucked up. Yeah, we got a wild year ahead of us, man. I have no idea what this administration has in store for us. I mean, he obviously hasn't built his cabinet yet or whatever, but you know what I'm saying. Those two together, I'm just like, what the fuck's about to happen?
Man. Like, fuck is see,
you know
I
what
guess.
I mean? Golly, we about to see some shit. You know we are. I mean, that's just... Even if you don't predict or project what they're going to do, you got to think about all the multi-billion dollar corporations who have their stake in what the government does throughout the year. They're all going to be jumping on those two. I don't know. You know, it's just like, it's such a... The world... Well, the country... feels like they could take a big breath, at least for the Democrats. You know, they feel like, oh, thank God, we're finally here. We're he's gone. All our problems are solved. You know, like,
I don't know.
That's
you know
what
I mean? Consensus with, like,
dude,
people that I've seen. It's just
dude,
like,
you
yeah,
had,
this is gonna fucking suck, but at least.
But you're talking to, like, dude, I drive folks around. Day of election, bro. Fireworks going off all over the place.
Ew.
Fucking, and it's, I'll be honest with you, mostly white women. Mostly white women, I mean, or white people in general. And it's just like, all those people who are standing outside on the intersections all these months talking about BLM and all that shit. You know what I mean? It's just like, retired white people who have nothing else better to do. Just like, yeah, I'm with you guys. Like, cool. You know, but like, I don't know. we talk, everyone talks about the same thing every year, no matter who's going to be president. The president isn't the say-all, you know, in when it comes to policymaking and steering our country, excuse me, in a certain direction. I think the biggest thing everybody's talking about is that the House is mostly Republican, which, in my opinion, I mean, if we're going to be a all right, we're getting a bit political, guys. Disclaimer, sorry. But if we're going to be a bipartisan country, then it makes sense to have some sort of checks and balances within the House to kind of check the president, to have, like, a majority Republican. Therefore, there's discourse in between lawmaking. You know what I mean? If we're going to argue between parties. I don't know. It makes sense in my eyes, because that way we can settle on a medium when it comes to passing bills and things like that. But that's pretty much all I know about the shit. And yeah, that's where I stand on it. So, you know, not much of a point, but yeah. I shouldn't have brought the president into this podcast.
Whatever.
I completely sucked all the energy out of this entire episode by trying to bring presidential things into it. I knew better. I shouldn't have done it, Vinny. I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, okay? Just don't bring the twigs out on me, okay? Just don't make me pick them out, Vinny, please!
I could use some fucking waffle. Stop banging everything, damn it. I'll cut that out. That sounds mean.
No, she's too lazy. Hmm? You're not gonna fucking cut anything out.
We're gonna post it
30 seconds after we finish.
No. All of the podcasts of ours that I post are edited so we don't sound like complete fucking dumbasses.
Yeah, guys. So, guys and gals, of course. The ones that you're watching, where you can hear their conversations and there's no feedback, yeah, that's all me. Whatever she's talking about.
No. First of all, no. You hear this guy with his fucking
nervous.
You hear this guy with his fucking knee rubbing. He has no knowledge of audio production.
God damn. But like I said, it's a fucking ASMR podcast. Fucking ASMR. What? It's an ASMR. It's an ASMR.
Damn, I'm hungry. What do I want?
Can I get a sausage mushroom pizza?
You know what? It's 11:39.
Can I get a sausage and a mushroom pizza? Forget about it. Think about this. An ASMR restaurant. They get, like, hella expensive microphones and speakers all in the kitchen, and all the chefs are like having to work around them and shit.
What the hell?
And they're like, like, this restaurant is popping, dude. It's bumping all day, every day. Hella reservations, all that shit. Everyone loves it because it's like ASMR and experience and dining, like a dining experience or whatever. And it's like a shit show in the kitchen. They're like, hey, man. Why the fuck we got these microphones hanging down from the ceiling? They're in the fucking grill. There's oil dripping from the goddamn mic. And everyone can hear everything. I mean, it's like ASMR, right? Am I losing you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing. Okay. Okay. Let me reel it back. You gotta ask questions. You gotta let me know what you're missing from this, because I think it's golden. I'm working here. I'm stewing. I'm trying. I think I got a good one. I just need some characters, man.
Oh my god!
I'm so serious. Like, that's kind of funny. It's like a pseudo SNL bit. You know what I mean?
No.
No. All right. Y'all let us know. I thought I had something here, man. I'm trying to gather some characters here, cause it gets lonely, man. It's just us two floating in the void of the internet.
Floating in the void. No limbs, just vibes.
That's exactly right. That's a great t-shirt quote. No limbs, just vibes. Hell yeah. That's the name of this episode now.
But, yeah, we gotta remember that. That's a good one.
No limbs, just vibes. I guess that shows the state we're in. We gotta remember that. We gotta remember the title of this episode. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Golly. I'm working up a sweat, all this hard work.
Ooh. Nah, that's just the heroin. I'm just kidding.
Almost 30 minutes of podcasting.
Almost 30 minutes?
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. You don't see that? Yeah, we're recording, so...
Alright.
You didn't see the count, the clock? You're recording it. Like, say it every second that we're still recording.
You right, you right. You know what? That actually sounded like some of that... honestly, question for the audience. Tell me your state's, like, local college radio station number. What's your tag? So for us, we have WROFG. I believe that's college funded. But most importantly is WREK, Rec Atlanta. Georgia State and Georgia Tech, they got people from their schools just going on there, throwing on all fucking kinds of music. And that little throat yodel you just did... sounds like some shit I'd be hearing on the album right about now at 11:43 p.m. Love that kind of shit, man. Y'all tell us your craziest radio experiences. I don't listen to any other kind of radio. Apparently there's only two radio companies out in the country, and they own all the radio stations or whatever. That's why we hear the same shit everywhere, and like 50 minutes of commercial, 15 minutes of music, you know? WREK, they don't do ads. Might as well be NPR without the MP. Just the hard R.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah, man. That's what we're talking about around here. So, that's some knowledge spit to y'all by the least worst. Where are we at?
We're at 12. Stop goddamn slapping your legs.
I need my damn lunch break.
Can you record and shut up your body?
I'm union, motherfucker. You can't tell me shit. I need my second lunch break, man.
I want some drunken noodles.
We got the drunken. Where are the noodles?
Ain't no fucking noodles here, man. I'm not getting my noodles delivered until 11 a.m.
A.m. into p.m.
So I'm 12 hours away from noodles. And water.
If you can hear that, that's our esteemed water boy, Chris Michaels from Estrania.
Chris Michaels from Estrania, currently living in Copenhagen.
He filters the finest water for us, vased in emerald bottles.
He rides the back of a magic fish.
A magic fig.
It takes him to the gulf.
He takes him to the gulp.
To get gulped.
To get golfed.
To get teed. Teabagged.
There we are. Now we're working. We threw a couple of drops of oil on the pan. We're sizzling.
Mm.
We're getting there.
Now we're cooking with some Crisco. What is so good? Oh, let me get back soon.
How under the radar do you think we really are? Are we just doing this to, like, the ether? And
slick,
the 10 plays
we're not
are,
really,
are, just,
yeah,
are just us?
Like, we can't just be... Like, Beyonce released a self-titled album with no promo and expect people to know where we are. I'm surprised 10, 11 people listened to the last episode because we didn't say shit about it.
Do you?
And it was a week late. Week late.
I think it was like 2 weeks late. But do you ever listen to our episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like outside of Outside of editing.
Yeah, not like I usually listen to the full episode, like if I'm editing. But outside of editing, I'll listen to a couple minutes here and there. Okay. I really want some fucking shrimp fried rice. I'm doing it. It's out of my budget, but I'm fucking ordering Uber Eats. Fuck me.
Sounds like the podcast just ended on account of shrimp fried motherfucking rice.
Shrimp fried rice, rice, rice.
Please enter one drop of blood.
Oh, hell, hey.
Your credit score is abysmal. Get the fuck out of my face.
All right, ooh, that's great.
Next up, welcome to Extra Big Ass Shrimp Fried Rice.
Extra Big Ass. Ah. Loud ass bottle cap. All right, we're getting out of here.
Fucking finessing your ass left and right. Chop a chop. This was least worst podcast.
This was least
you
worst
know who
podcast.
You are, motherfuckers, if you lasted this long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mod.
And I'm Madam Zay.
Get the fuck out of our face.
No!